The next patient is Thomas Griffin. The last name is Griffin. Thomas, Thomas. 90-year-old male that is following this practice because of chronic kidney disease. The patient has been very compliant with the diet. He's trying to follow a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet. And he has been recovering kidney function gradually. The latest laboratory workup that was done on August the 31st of 2023 shows the creatinine is down to 1.4. The BUN is 21, and the estimated GFR is 46 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 254 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It has improved. That is a substantial improvement of the general condition. His cardiovascular status has remained stable. He hasn't had any episodes of congestive heart failure. This patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass, and because of the six-sinus syndrome, the patient has a pacemaker, period. Number two. The patient is complaining about the nocturia times 3 to 4, and he says that his nights are terrible. Period. He has been prescribed Bumex 0.5 milligrams POBID by cardiology, and he takes sometimes the Bumex when he goes to bed, and of course that is a situation that has to be avoided. Period. The recommendation is to follow a body weight of 144 pounds, take the one Bumex in the morning, and decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, get the body weight at 4 p.m. in the evening. If the body weight remains stable, the patient is supposed to skip the afternoon loop diuretic, period. Following number. The patient has been complaining of pain in the right hip, was evaluated by Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Who referred him to physical therapy. He has been taking physical therapy for 2 weeks, and he reports improvement. Following number, the patient had a iron deficiency anemia. Hemoglobin is up to 12.5. We encourage him to continue taking the iron supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia. We are going to evaluate the uric acid level. The during the next visit. The current uric acid is 5.9, which is satisfactory. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. I have to point out that the patient had a renal ultrasound in the past that failed to show any alterations in the parenchyma, no evidence of calcification or obstruction. The thickness of the cortex is normal. The patient is much improved. We are going to reevaluate him in February. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.